Welcome back to the show. So how do you explain death to a child? Let's say this child is about 6 years old, 5 years old, or 4 years old. How do you explain to the child what death is? So I come across this particular one. The story of a little boy who comforted his mother while she wept profusely over the death of her husband. It was actually a video that was shared on TikTok by the mourning woman. So the boy got closer and hugged her, and then the sister joined in and, went up to tell the mom that the father is gonna come back. You know, even when the sister said that the dad was dead, he didn't really understand. So how do you explain to this one that your daddy is not coming home again? Your father is dead. So some people actually believe that you shouldn't hide such truth from a child. You should just be matter of fact about it, like straight up honest about it. But you know, sometimes it's easy to advise. It's easy to say this is how it should be done until you're faced with that reality and you don't even know how to go about it. So it might not even be your child, right? It might be a friend's child or a neighbor's child, just about anybody. But somehow this child needs to know what has happened. How do you go about it? Some people feel he's still a child, might not understand, so just leave it. There's no need telling him. So some people would go, tell the child that daddy traveled. So when is he coming back? I don't know. But he's been traveling and coming back. So what are you saying? Daddy traveled. He's not coming back. You're not even making sense to the child. But then, yeah, that is a child, right? So some other people feel that explaining all of that is you're going to put a lot of strain on the child's mind, getting the child to start thinking about what if another person dies? Okay, if my daddy died, what if my mom dies? What is going to happen to me? You know, some kids might even say, am I going to die? Right? Depending on perhaps what it is that led to this person's death or this person dying. Right? Now, talking about even older children, maybe those who are like 6 years and above, 6 to about 11 years old, of course, they should understand what death is at that point in time, right? Yeah, they should at that point in time. But they could also be worried that some other family member may die or will die. And then they'll begin to ask questions and they want to understand what happened. And then sometimes the way some of them would even express it, because they will come to understand that if perhaps it was their father or their mom, so they start looking at the fact that that relationship, closeness, or the benefits they've been getting with this person around is gone. So it means I'm not going to be taken care of the same way I had been taken care of all these while, because this person is no more. Some of them get angry. Some of them become angry children. Nobody can control them anymore. They might not have the words to explain what really they are angry about. And sometimes people might not even understand why they should be angry when they should be crying. But that's a child expressing their loss. So how do you explain to a child that a loved one has died? And beyond explaining to this child, remember, grief is also happening, right? How do you help them grieve? 0817-923-0002. All right, you can send a message via WhatsApp. I'm seeing a couple of them here. You can also send yours to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Constance.
Hi, Muriel.
Hello, Constance.
Yes, I can hear you.
On the line.
Go on.
Okay, Constance. You see, we sometimes look at our children and we think that they cannot bear whatever we give or whatever we dish out, we'll be surprised. I think the children should train them. In fact, let their minds. For me, I believe their mind should be mature to handle anything at any time. Because to me, you, the parent, anything can happen to you. What I do is that, because even when I'm watching, there was once I watched a movie. I was watching a movie about heaven and hell. And we're seeing about what happens to people in heaven and what happens to people in hell, how they drag them, they fire, all this. And I love my kids so much because even my last one was not even up to 8 years, then 7 and thereabout. I allowed him to watch. And I began to explain. I say, even little children go there to hell. As long as you lie, as long as you do one or two, all those things that are bad, you know that this thing you're doing is wrong. Children go there. When you want to go to this place, this is what you do. And these are the things they preach in heaven. I give them as plain as this. When my grandmother died, I told them, Mama is dead. They said, well, I said, yes, she's dead. And my son asked me, is she going to heaven or will she go to hell? I said, my son, I don't know. My little son, I said, I don't know. Because Mama was good to us, but it's not going to heaven. It's not just being good. You have to keep to the commandment. So I don't know if we meet. He said, Mama, are we going to meet Mama in heaven or in hell? I said, I don't know, my son. There are two conditions. Mama might go to heaven and she might go to hell. I give them as plain as a thing. Hello?
Okay. So you tell them.
So that's it. We should give them as plain as a thing. We should tell them the truth. So that they will be matured. When it happens, they will be matured to handle it. You see that then, they will be okay with it. But if it just comes. Hello?
All right,
Constance. Bye.
Thank you very much for calling, Muriel. Good afternoon, Constance. You tell them the loved one has gone to heaven to meet God and won't be coming back. You will further explain that one day you and the child in question will join the departed person to reunite and be a family again. Dave. So what if it was an uncle that has been very bad to them? And you're telling them, Uncle, I don't know which name I'll use now in case someone is listening and that's your name. Okay, Uncle Computer. Can someone's name be Computer? Oh God, help me. Uncle Pepper has died and he's in heaven. One day we'll go and meet Uncle Pepper in heaven. And what if Uncle Pepper has never been nice to these children? Or these children don't even see Uncle Pepper as a good person. Do you think they will want to meet Uncle Pepper in heaven? Do you think they want to stay in the same place with Uncle Pepper? I'm just saying. Thank you for your message, though, Dave. Hello.
Hello.
Turn off your radio, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my sister. You see, the question you brought out now is very important. It depends upon how you train your child when you is still very small. The religious knowledge is imparted on him. Because Bible told us that the evil doers will not inherit God's kingdom. But the righteous will inherit God's kingdom. When the kingdom of God will be fully established on earth, when Jesus will reign for a 1,000 year in the covenant kingdom, that those who did the will of God will inherit God's kingdom here on earth. Because it is the reason why Jesus has told disciples that they should say, let their kingdom come, let their will done here on earth as it has been done on earth. So when you tell your child that so and so person has died, that he did not go to heaven, he did not go to hell, but is awaiting for when God will say, rise up and enter, come to this earth to inherit God's kingdom. The earth, you know. But some religious people will not do that. He said they will tell their child because they see something in TikTok or in television where first morning, then they say that if somebody do bad, you go to hellfire. Or if somebody do good, you go to kingdom. That is not the truth. The truth before God and before that God gives us that when God's kingdom will fully establish here on earth under Jesus Christ's reign of 1,000 years, people who do the will of God will inherit earth here on earth. Why? Those people who did what God did not like will be perished. Bible said the living.
Okay, so hold on. Can you hear me?
So the unrighteous ones will be destroyed entirely.
All right, thank you very much for calling. So, what was my topic again? Because it seems we've delved into something else. So somebody has died. A father, a mother, a sister, an aunt, grandmother is dead. We're not talking about whether the person is going to heaven or hell, right? How do you explain to a child what death is? How do you let this child know that this person is dead and what it means is that you're not going to see him again? How do you explain that to a child? You know, there are kids that when they're told that maybe their dad is dead, they start imagining, maybe, is this something I said that made him leave? Because when you tell the child dad has gone to heaven and you will not see him again until, the child will start wondering, did I do something to make dad leave and decide to go to that heaven? So how do you explain to a child that someone is dead? I shared a story of a young boy, a toddler, who was in his bid to, not necessarily a toddler, but a young child, in a bid to console his crying mother. Now says, don't worry, daddy is coming back soon. He doesn't even understand what is at play. Even when the sister said daddy is dead, he still did not get it. So how do you explain to a child that someone is dead? All right? Although, yeah, you can do the heaven and hell talk, but just so we can really understand what we're discussing. That's just why I had to come in here. All right? All right, thank you very much for your message, but I'm not reading that. I told my four-year-old boy as I picked him from school that his little sister has died, and I did that to save myself from further explanation as he grows up. Harry. Wow. Sorry you had to do that. Sorry for your loss. This person says, I will explain that there is a time to live and a time to die. And when one dies, the person is buried in the ground and he will not return until God brings him back to life. So what if the child asks you, when will God bring this person back to life? What would you say to the child? Or what if the child now remembers someone who died a long time ago, perhaps maybe 2 years ago, and they say, so is God going to bring this person back to life? When? So I need you to explain all of that to me, all right? So let's say this is a five-year-old, and you need to let the child understand that someone has died. Or it could even be an 11-year-old, and you're trying to help this child to grieve. All right. Remember that the thing about death is that grieving comes in. When someone has lost a loved one, definitely they grieve over this person. So you also have to help the child to grieve. And I also mentioned that some kids, they get angry. And some people do not understand why the child is angry and they lash out on the child. That's that way for the child to grieve. But you don't know that this child is grieving. Let's go on a commercial break. I'll be back.
It's natural to have different ideologies. We tend to see things from different perspectives. So, share your views on the sunny side.
Okay, so yes, I'm asking you to tell me, how do you explain to a child that someone who is close has died? And also, even in that time of grief, how do you help a child to cope with their grief? Because as I mentioned earlier, some people do not even understand how what a child is exhibiting is actually grief. This boy, all of a sudden, he has turned stubborn. He's stressing me since his father died. Have you even understood that this boy could actually be grieving? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
You are doing very well.
Thank you.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. What's your name, please?
Jehovah Luma Odemanya.
Okay. Go on.
I remember 90s when my mother died. And when she was dressed up, prepared for her burial, I called my two daughters. One is 4 years, the other one 3 years. I explained to them the condition of my mother. That you are not going to see her again. But small time now, we are going to put her inside the grave. And due to the seed of the truth, I planted in my first daughter's heart.
Oh, and to think that I was enjoying that. Please do us a call back. Please. Thank you. Hello. What's happening? Hello? Are you selling shoes? All right. Please do us a call back if you can. Hello?
Hi. Good afternoon, Costa.
Good afternoon.
Yes, my name is Clement.
All right, Clement. Go on.
Okay. I think for me, this is how it works. Even though every child, it depends on how or what was introduced to them or their experience in the family. My job has made me, because when I go out as a photographer for events like burial, I pay attention to details or things that maybe not matter to maybe my colleagues or something. Especially when such events like burial is repeated in a home. Let's say maybe grandmother died 2 months ago, or rather last year, grandfather died this year, maybe one auntie. You know how families are going to attend relatives' burial.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So I pay attention to the kids, especially the ones that I'm familiar with. When they go for such burial, and you see them attend this family related burial, maybe on 2, 3, or even 4 occasions, I pay attention to the kids. And you see the elderly ones, maybe the mom, the dad, how they act when this person that they lost is very close to them. The kids don't really care. They just want to play around.
Mm.
They just want to wear, of course, the burial clothes, and play with other relatives, cousin, the one that is in Lagos that came for the burial, you know, all those ones. He just wants to feel free and do what other children will want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even the ones that lose their parents at a younger age, I thought I pay attention to those ones too. They also don't care. Mother is not even outside. Mother is somewhere in the room where people go to see mother or even father. The kids are outside, maybe playing with other relatives. The mourners or people that come to visit are here. Oh, now the last one did that. Oh, that one might be in third burial in Lagos. Oh, yeah, the picking is small. They don't just care. They just go about their business. Now.
But don't you think that's just for a particular. I mean, it's the burial, right? And people are just there. That's one day. It could just be 2 days. It could just be 1 week. It's not the entire day. When the child is inside the house and there's no daddy, there's no mommy to do the things he has been doing with, I think that's when reality dawns on the child.
Okay. That is an event. That is a period. At the point when the person died, people are already coming to the house. people that the child has not been seeing constantly, maybe they see this person once in a month or so, they usually come visiting, maybe they start seeing strangers start coming. Of course, the child at that age will not even understand what is happening. The only thing that I know that child understands is this person is not around. Maybe that child, the person that died could be sleeping in the mortuary or lying in the mortuary, something like that. Why they are planning for the burial. The child does not know how many canopies, how many goats are coming, how many cows. This child does not know. So, how you bring up this child to understand how this, that this person is no more, it's left for that child to get it. Now, this is it. There are houses that have television, houses that have movies, maybe cartoons and all that, they see that Tom or Jerry has passed on. Or if it is what is it called? You know this cartoon that, of course, somebody must have died in one or two of these cartoons that the children have perished into. If there is an elder or there is somebody who is always watching these cartoons with them, like parents' coach will always say, watch cartoon with your kids. Explain to your kids what is happening in this cartoon, you know. By the time you understand this, that is part of the education. But how many parents have that time to do that? Because such event is not what we planned for that will happen. All they want to see is birthday in cartoons, weddings in cartoons, death in cartoons. Hello?
Okay, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, death in cartoons, we don't really pay attention to that. That is because, of course, nobody prays that will happen in the family. But it happens. So for me, allow the child to go through the process. One day the child will ask questions. By the time the child start asking, you tell the child what it is. Because, for instance, the child looks like a child is thirsty for water. Mommy, I want to drink water. You don't go and give the child Fanta. You give the child water. Mommy, where is daddy? Daddy is dead. Remember what happened to this in that cartoon? That is what happens to daddy. You know, you don't have to paint it to favor, because you want to. Just tell it as it is, because at the time the child is asking, give the child the answer. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Okay. So, yeah, talking about mourning, before I get to that now, let me see this messages here. Hello. Am I the one you're calling consistent? Anyway, he said, we need to explain to the kids what really happened. I have a friend after our secondary school, his father, who is one of our teachers, died. Since that, tell this guy that. Emmanuel from Iwafe. Ima, please look at your message. I can't seem to make sense of it. Thank you. What's your name? All right, this person says, tell them that God will bring them back after 10 or 20 years before they will grow to that. Them go don't get sense. Oh, all right. This person, could you help me include your name in your messages? So I won't be saying this person. Please. I will explain that there is a time to live and a time to die. And when one dies, the person is buried in the ground and there is what is called resurrection. It means bringing one back to life. God has promised to bring them back to life when his kingdom comes. God will call and the dead in his memory will answer. And I will read all the Bible quotations. And you mentioned some of them here. Job 14, 14 and 15, Acts 24 and 15, John 5 and 29. All right, thank you. David from Port Harcourt says, fine day to you, Constance. For me, the vital thing is to comfort the child. I will tell him or her that the loved one has gone to join Jesus Christ and that we shall see him or her again when Christ comes again. All right. So how about a child who is grieving? Now, this is not the less than 5-year-olds or less than 6-year-olds. It could be a 7-year-old, it could be an 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old. How do you help a child to grieve? Yeah, in that grieving moment, how do you help them to grieve? I remember when someone is going through grief, their mental health is also very important. Yeah, because that's the point where they might actually lose it. What I mean by lose it is that they might, it could be a child who had so much dreams, right? And then he now hears that his father, who has been maybe everything to him, perhaps it's a child who loves football and who dreams of being a footballer later, and the father maybe takes him to the field every Saturday and plays football with him at home and watches football with him at home. He might actually lose it. He might lose that dream. He might feel like if daddy, with all the life in him, could die, I might as well throw away whatever ambitions or dreams I had about becoming a footballer, you know. So when you mention any footballer, that normally is someone he sees as his icon or idol, he might not feel anything anymore. Why? Because this child has lost someone who meant a lot to him. So how do you help a child to cope with grief? Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Welcome again, Mr. Zion. Go on.
Even our culture, tradition, and belief, we don't openly say, my papa can die, or the king is dead. No. There is always an idiomatic expression. And Iroko tree has fallen.
That's for when the older people are talking now. You take a, tell a child that their father is an Iroko tree. Yes, please.
Don't forget, we are talking about not only the mental health of the person, but his present emotional state, which will lead to depression.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking for ways to secure them to be in good health, undermining the circumstance that is around. So you don't tell the child directly. No. So if our fathers cannot tell us directly that the king is dead, or one of our uncles is dead, or even our father or our mother is dead, rather they use dramatic expression. The old woman in the community are sleeping, or she's sleeping. All these are dramatic expressions. Why don't you also provide, or provide some to tell our children? Where is daddy? Daddy traveled to Ghana. When is he coming back? He said until you pass your exams, you start carrying first in class, he won't come back. Do you know what he's done to the child?
No.
You just told him to go and read his book.
Really?
You just told him to find anything he can read, whatever he can do, as long as he's focusing on his education, just to carry tests.
So at the end of the term, he comes tops in class. What then happens?
Tell him same thing, because it's not of age. It's not of age to get that kind of information.
Wow.
But we have missed it today. Today we are putting too many information to the minds of our children that they no longer behave like children anymore. Because the information we release to them, our videos, our musical videos, the songs, they come to the street, on their way to school, the billboard, everything has just adult food on them. And we have lost a lot.
So Mr. Zion, you're saying that death is something for adults.
It's something for adults and for children.
Okay, I have someone who sent me a text, right? And he said his younger child died and he had to explain to his other child that your younger sister is dead.
And do you know what emotional and psychological state you put that child to?
So what would he have told this child? He would have told the brother that his sister traveled to Ghana? Ah! Mr. Zion. All right, so Mr. Zion says, tell the child that your father traveled to Ghana. Tell the little boy that his little sister traveled to Ghana. With who, please? I mean, who took her to Ghana? mommy took her to Ghana, but mommy is in the house, or grandma came to take her to Ghana, or grandpa came to take her to Ghana. I don't know. An angel came to take her to Ghana. So, yeah, I'm also talking about some grief here. How do you help a child to manage that period when they are grieving over the death of their father, their mother, their loved one, their whoever that person is? How do you help the children to come out of that, to go through it? Because the thing about grief is not man up, close, my friend, clean your eyes. You're a man. You don't know you're a man. You are 12 years old now. Your father is gone. You are the next. You are now the husband to your mother. So go and sit beside her and console her. You cannot be crying. Your mother is here. Hold your mother. That's what we see. The child has not even had time to grieve over the death of his father. And all of a sudden, they're telling me he's the head of the family. Like how? He has not even finished school. He has not finished remembering to make his bed. He's now head of the family, just like that. He cannot cry. He cannot get angry. He cannot express what he has inside of him. And then you have a child who grows up feeling too burdened. He's angry at everybody, or he's afraid of doing certain things because he doesn't want more responsibility on him in case somebody dies. Let them not say he's not the one to take over. So how do you do that? How do you help a child to go through grief? Hello?
Hello? Good afternoon. This is Abby from Mercury.
All right. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, our children these days, they are so intelligent. So there's no need even telling them maybe life.
All right.
You console them by telling them that your dad or your mom is no more and that we are here for you. If it is a dad that dies, dad has gone to rest with the Lord. But we are here for you. That thing dad could do or have been doing, we'll do it together. I will do it. Leave that badge, the assurance. At all hope is not lost.
Okay.
That's my take.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, this message here on WhatsApp says, I don't think lying to our kids. Okay, Miriam from Okrika says, I will tell them that their loved one is dead, not because the person was a bad person, but because death can happen to anyone at any age. Even little children can get ill and die. But where the person will spend eternity is what matters. I'll advise them to be good and always do right all the time to stay prepared. I will also reassure them of God's promise to us on long life. I don't think lying to our kids about any issue is the right way to train a child. We teach them to be truthful at all time, and then we tell them that we have to lie to protect them. Muriel is asking. All right, thank you very much. I've seen another message that is definitely not for me. Who is this now? Ozo Francis, watching live from Amagunze in Enugu State, says, simply tell the child his father will not be seen again. Wow. As simple as that. Interesting. So I need someone to help me talk about grief for children. All right? Because sometimes people are more interested in the adults, and they think all the child needs is pay their school fees, provide food, that's it. And they're focusing on the adults. They're not really paying attention to the children. The kind of attention the child may get may not necessarily be the kind the child needs after they have lost a loved one. Even the one who is grieving over their grandmother that died. Yeah, some children also grieve because they loved their grandma. Their grandma was very nice to them. I remember I was returning from work a certain day, and I heard a child, you know, was talking with another, I don't know if it's a neighbor's, okay, I don't think it's a neighbor's child. I think it could be their house help or something. And they were just walking on the street there, and then he was happily telling this young girl that he loves going to grandma's house. He was just expressing how he loves going to grandma's house. And then she was like, okay, why? Says, whenever we go to grandma's house, grandma will make food for us. I used to like her stew. I was just thinking to myself, does your mother not make food for you? But there was something about grandma's house. And then you tell that young man that you will not find grandma anymore in her house. In fact, you can't even go to grandma's house again, because grandma is no longer there, so there's no need going there. Like, what are you saying? So how do you help this young boy to come out of that state of grief that his grandma, that makes perhaps the best stew in the world, is no more? So he can't go to grandma's house anymore. The grandma that pets him, the grandma that does not beat him, the grandma that sees him as egg, that treats him so nicely, that does not shout at him. And you think it's not important to find out how he's taking it? Because that's what I see people do. They usually do not really pay attention to how this child is taking the death of his grandmother. Because it's not your mother. I'm the one who should be crying. It's my mother. It's just your grandmother. So how do you help a child to go through grief? All right, let's see the messages I have here. Good day, Constance. Children understand everything. What happened? All right, here we go. Children understand everything in their parents go through, even when they are grieving. Simply tell them the truth so everyone grieves together and encourage each other to forge ahead with renewed hope and more unity. Ibeams, that's your message. All right, thank you very much, Ibeams. Good afternoon, Constance. Telling a child about his or her loved one's death depends on the child's age at that point in time. And then you're asking, has the child started talking, asking questions? If a child is 4 years and above, there's nothing bad telling the child about death. And use that opportunity to let the child know what happens at death, all in a term that will be easy for the child to comprehend. Then encourage and comfort the child that you will always be there to take care of him, just as dad was doing when he was alive. Also, an opportunity to tell the child to live a good life so that he will see dad during resurrection when Jesus comes. Your name is Brown. Are we trying to dodge this grief thing? Don't worry, I'm not agitated. I'm not angry. I'm just asking. All right, this is just me trying to help you know that in case you are attending the burial of a family member tomorrow, Saturday, or any other day, okay, as much as you're paying attention to the adults who are grieving, also remember that the children as well, the teenage children, the other young children, and the younger children, they also are grieving. That's all I'm trying to make you understand here. All right, so please, if possible also, let the direct adults in their lives help them to know that this child also needs attention. In case he's beginning to get angry unnecessarily, or she's beginning to get angry unnecessarily, begins to withdraw or becomes overly active or something, try and find out what is happening. It's not a time to punish the child. It's a time to have a conversation. It's a time to know what is going on in this child's mind. All right, thank you very much. Remember to follow us on social media, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook, and Nigeria Info FM _ PH on Instagram, and Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. I'm Constance Mega on Twitter and Constance Mega on Instagram and LinkedIn. God bless you.